It was intended to be the home of Orville and Wilbur Wright. Orville actually lived in the house. It was primarily his house. Wilbur, as you know, died just as the house was being completed, and he actually never lived in the house. The house itself is a beautifully designed mansion with great rooms. It has a wonderful floor plan where actually the house was built without air conditioning at the time, but you could open some windows and the house would cool down quite nicely, and it was all designs that were influenced by the Wright brothers, and it really is a showpiece.
What kinds of special designs are there in this house that reflect back to the Wright brothers and their genius?
Well, there's a couple of interesting things in it. One of them is that they had a kitchen that had a special ice box built into it, where Orville did not like, at the time when the house was built, he did not like refrigerated ice. And so he really wanted to stay with a traditional ice box where ice was delivered by a delivery man every day. So Orville designed a special door that allowed the iceman to come, open this door on the wall of the kitchen, and actually load ice into the ice box without having to come in the house. There was also an intercom system that he designed so that it would let him know and the people who are aiding him, servants or whatever, know when they were to be summoned.
You started a bit ago talking about the house itself. What does the house look like on the outside and on the inside?
Well, it's kind of a cream-colored house. It's built in a classical style, which means you see a lot of pillars. It has a nice grand entrance and an entry hall. There is leaded glass in the windows on either side of the door. As you come into the house and turn to your right, there's a sort of a small sitting room. And the most remarkable feature about that sitting room is that there is a special niche in the wall designed by Orville for the trophy that they received. It was the first flight trophy.
We should mention your own role in this house and knowledge of it, because you've led tours of the house also.
In my past life, I was director of the Montgomery County Historical Society, and we had a very close working relationship with the NCR Corporation, which owned the house since Orville's death in 1948. And they allowed us to have a number of events there, as well as open it up for tours on a very limited basis.
Hawthorne Hill, the suburban Dayton home of the Wright brothers, can be visited on Wednesdays and Saturdays. There are two guided tours each of those days at 10 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. Visitors must make reservations at Carillon Park, and they're taken to and from the mansion by a shuttle service. Two descendants of the inventors of the airplane could not be reached for comment on the plan to create Wright Brothers branded merchandise to help pay for the upkeep of the Hawthorne Hill Mansion. I'm Steve Hirschberg.